So what if your tension using the designated yarn and needle size doesn't match up for the project? Moving up or down a needle size seems on the face of it the obvious answer. And if your knitting is too tight, then moving to one or at most two sizes larger can solve the problem. If it's too loose, then moving one or two sizes smaller may also solve the problem. If you've seen my FAQ on the subject, you'll be familiar with my statement that the size of needle is immaterial so long as you produce the correct even tension. So if changing needle sizes works for you, then that is all good. However, it does mean that at each end of the needle size scale that you may have problems, and ideally it's best to make your stitches fit the designated needle size. But often changing needle size doesn't help a great deal, and it's well worth having a closer look at the way you knit. If you find that you have to move up or down more than two needle sizes, then you should definitely look at how you knit. If knitting ever causes you pain of any kind, then absolutely look at the way you knit, because something must be wrong. And if your knitting is uneven, then changing needle size will make no difference, so you'll need to make some changes. If you knit too tightly, then concentrate on relaxing the yarn just a little. Knitting should be gentle and rhythmic, and your hands should always be relaxed. Knitting in itself should never cause any kind of repetitive strain injury. If it does, then something is wrong with your technique and you're not relaxed. To find out where the problem lies, knit a swatch and identify which part or parts of your body are held stiffly, then consciously relax and try modifying your technique so that there's no pressure. This will take practice, but be assured that you can change your technique both to improve the results of your knitting and to make knitting a pleasure for a lifetime.